and welcome to another edition of the Byron York Show, the No Chit Chat Podcast. Okay, getting right into it, President Trump traveled down to Valdosta, Georgia, to campaign for David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, the Republican candidates for the Senate in that January 5th runoff in Georgia. Now, a lot of the media, if you noticed, knew the story ahead of time. They knew what was going to happen. Trump was going to go to Valdosta. He was going to rant about the election results, talk about fraud, claim he was cheated, and undermine the purpose of his trip, which was to campaign for Loeffler and Perdue. Now, the stories that were written after the rally reflected those preconceptions. If you look at the headline of the Washington Post, it said, quote, "At Georgia rally, Trump spouts election falsehoods, amplifies old grievances." And the New York Times wanted to be original, so they went with, "At rally for Georgia senators, Trump focuses on his own grievances." So, in other words, the reporting of the rally after it happened perfectly matched the previews of the rally before it happened. So here's the thing. There was a lot more than that. Yes, Trump did talk about 2020. There's no doubt that he did. He's very absorbed in it. But he spent a lot of time campaigning for Loeffler and Perdue. He urged over and over and over and over Georgians to vote by mail, by the way. And he pushed back on Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood. Remember, those are the lawyers who were pushing filing lawsuits in the 2020 election cases. And he pushed back on their urgings to boycott the election. There was a lot going on at this rally that you just didn't know if you'd only read the reports in the Washington Post and the New York Times. So, looking at what he said, it starts out, by the way, with Melania Trump. The First Lady actually goes to Georgia with the president and introduces him. And she says, "We must keep our seats in the Senate. It is more important than ever that you exercise your rights as an American citizen and vote. Get out and vote for Senator Loeffler and Senator Perdue." Now, she didn't say a word about the presidential election or any claims of fraud or any of that. She didn't say anything about that. But the whole message was, go vote for Loeffler and Perdue. So then the president comes on. And pretty early in the speech, he starts focusing on the Senate race. I'm going to read you some more. "There's never been a case where a state has had this prominence in Senate races because they're never together," he said. Now, that's a reference to Georgia's strange circumstance this year of having two Senate contests on a runoff ballot at the same time. Just very, very rare. More Trump here. Quote, "This is something that's very important, and you have to get out and you have to vote. David and Kelly are running against radical John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock. You must go vote, and vote early starting December 14th. You have to do it." Now, behind the stage where Trump spoke, there was a huge blue sign, and it said in all caps, "Request your absentee ballot right now." So Trump said, quoting again, "If you aren't planning to vote by mail, vote early in person or vote on election day. Whatever you do, I need each of you, every one of you, your friends, your family, to go and vote." Now, Trump did talk about the presidential race in Georgia. He said that he won Georgia. He said that there was massive fraud that would be discovered in Georgia. But each time, he tied it to the Senate race. So, for example, he talks for a while about that, and then he says, quoting again, "The answer to the Democrat fraud is not to stay home. That's what Nancy Pelosi and Schumer, that's what they want you to do. Stay at home, just stay at home. If you want to do something to them, I don't want to use the word revenge, but it is a certain revenge to the Democrats. You show up and vote in record numbers. That's what you have to do." Now, that's a message that reflects the way Republicans are viewing this race in Georgia. you know, there was just this debate between Kelly Loeffler and Raphael Warnock, and it was not an inspiring debate. But Republicans really want their voters to know that this race is not so much about any individual candidate as it is about Republican control of the Senate. Bernie Sanders said that if Democrats were able to win both of the Senate races, they would control the Senate and help Joe Biden be the most progressive president in history. And that's exactly the message that Republicans want to tell their voters in Georgia. And look for them, they're doing it now, look for them to tie Warnock and John Ossoff, the candidate running against David Perdue, to AOC, to Bernie Sanders, to Nancy Pelosi, and Charles Schumer. That's what this race is about to these Republicans, and that is the message they're pushing, and that's the message that President Trump was pushing in Valdosta, too. Now, this is important, and I've talked about this before. Two of the lawyers filing pro-Trump lawsuits, election lawsuits, Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood, held a rally in Alpharetta, Georgia, a few days ago, and they talked about Dominion voting machines. Lynn Wood talked to great length, saying the machines were made in China. In fact, they do have some components, like their LCD screens, that are made in China. So some components, not manufactured in China, but certainly some components. And they urged Georgians not to vote in the runoff. And Sidney Powell said there should not be a runoff if the state were going to use Dominion voting machines, which, of course, it is going to do, given that the runoff is on January 5th. And Lynn Wood said, quote, "We're not going to vote on your damn machines made in China." Okay. Now, Democrats in Georgia and across the country were absolutely thrilled to hear Powell and Wood say that. I mean, the fewer Republicans who go vote in Georgia, the better the chances of Ossoff and Warnock becoming the next senators from Georgia and of the Biden administration having control, of Democrats having control of the Senate. So they were very happy about the Powell and Wood message. So what does Trump say? Trump does not mention the names Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood, but he makes it very clear that he is talking about them specifically at this point in the speech, and I'll read it to you. Trump, "If you don't get out and vote, they're going to win. Now, you know, a lot of people, friends of mine, say, let's not vote. We're not going to vote because we're angry about the presidential election. And they're friends of mine. They are people that are great people. They are real friends. And more than just two, there are numerous people, and it's almost like a protest. But if you do that, the radical left wins. We can't do that. We have to actually do just the opposite. We can't do that. We can't do that. We have to do just the opposite. If you don't vote, the socialists and the communists win. They win." Now, it's hard to imagine the president being any clearer about responding to the Powell and Wood message. It was the same message that Trump pushed throughout the speech. Support Republicans in the Senate races. Vote for Perdue. Vote for Loeffler. Don't listen to anybody who tells you not to vote. So, Republicans who are working on this race, who are trying to keep the Senate seats, they were absolutely delighted with Trump's visit. They'd heard all this chatter about how Trump was going to come down and sabotage the whole race. They had read the news stories. But the Trump they saw on the stage was fully on board for the campaign. So I'm going to quote a Republican strategist who is familiar with this race told me, quote, "The president was unequivocal in his support of Loeffler and Perdue. He told his supporters that if you are angry, the best way to take out your anger is to show up in huge numbers and vote for Loeffler and Perdue. It was important to hear that from him directly." Now, Republicans ahead of time knew that Trump had to come to Georgia. I mean, this is a huge, huge race for the Republican Party. Two Senate seats are at stake, and control of the Senate is at stake. And if Republicans win even just one of those seats, they win control of the Senate. Better if they win two. And there's a Republican president who has a huge fan following in Georgia, a huge base of support in Georgia. It would be crazy for the president not to go to Georgia. So all of this talk about Trump coming down and sabotaging the race, they were worried, but they knew the president had to come. And here's a second Republican strategist. Some of our voters think the results are unfair and there was fraud and abuse. Trump is very credible to say that there has been fraud and abuse, but you need to vote one more time. He was the only messenger for that message. So, Trump goes down to Georgia and he urges people to vote in the Senate race. Now, both of these races are close. If you look at the polls, and state polls can often be a little funky. Of course, so can national polls, but state polls can be a little funky. And, you know, you've seen some with the Democrats leading, some with the Republicans leading. It's just, it's unclear right now. But it's definitely close. I mean, we know, for example, in the Purdue-Ossoff race, Purdue got 49.7% of the vote. And Ossoff got 47.9% of the vote. Very close right there. And then a Libertarian got 2.3% of the vote. And clearly, you know, there's always a Libertarian. That candidate is not going to be in the race this time. Will his voters go to Purdue? Will they show up? Will the electorate be different? I mean, there's a lot of variables, but there's just no doubt the race is close. And there's no doubt that Trump was doing his part. Here's Trump again. We have to hold the line. Make sure that you and everyone else know that you have to register to vote before this Monday, December 7th. You have to register to vote. Go to Georgia.gov and register immediately, then request your absentee ballot before December 31st. Don't delay. Watch it closely. Do it today. Do it tomorrow and return your ballot on the same day you got it. Now, does that sound like a president who is not committed to the Georgia race? Look, Trump did speak about the 2020 race. There's no doubt about it. He remains absorbed with the presidential results. But he knows that Republican control of the Senate is critical to protecting some of his accomplishments that Democrats most certainly want to overturn if they control the White House and the House and the Senate. So the Georgia rally was at the heart of it. It was about the Georgia Senate races. Quote, we have to show the radical left that we will never surrender. We will only win. This is Trump again. Get out and vote. Get out and vote. So no matter what you read in the run-up to those races, and no matter what you read about it afterwards, and maybe the small snippets of the speech you might have seen on television, Trump gave an extended, strong appeal for Loeffler and Perdue and for Republican control of the Senate. Given that the race is close, given the happiness of Republicans with Trump's visit this time, I would not at all be surprised to see the president visit Georgia at least one more time in the next few weeks and deliver the same message. So sometimes it pays to not read the stories and just watch the speech yourself, or listen to the Byron York Show. Thanks for listening this time, and we hope to see you again for the next edition of the Byron York Show.